U.S. intelligence official claims cross-dressing makes him better at understanding foreign actors. By Christina Wong on March 21, 2024. A United States intelligence official recently wrote in a newsletter published by the Director of National Intelligence's Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Office that cross-dressing makes him better understand foreign actors and that wearing a bra helps him be more supportive of women. Published in the winter edition of The Dive, the official wrote that he is a man who likes to wear women's clothing sometimes and that it has made him understand foreign actors better, as well as secret agents. He also argued it made him a better colleague. He claimed, "My experiences dressing in feminine clothing have helped me recognize and overcome my own identity-based biases and mindsets. Cross-dressing has helped me understand that other people, including those we study in the IC, experience the world differently. Many in the international relations and national security fields call this strategic empathy, the practice of looking at issues from another person's perspective, used to better understand foreign actors." He said cross-dressing helped him better understand clandestine assets and their motivations, since he understands the motivation to keep secrets about who you're and what you're doing. Cross-dressing also can be a useful disguise, he added. He also said he is more aware of his women colleagues. Wearing women's clothes, he stated, has given him a better appreciation of how uncomfortable they are to wear sometimes, adding that although he liked wearing a bra, he knows it is not comfortable for everyone. "I know firsthand how wearing heels can make your feet hurt and make it take longer to walk somewhere. Although I like wearing a bra, I know it isn't comfortable for everyone and is less comfortable after a few hours," he wrote. "On top of the biases that women often face at work, it must be hard to be uncomfortable, too." He also said he is more aware of and hopefully supporting his LGBTQIA+ colleagues. "Everyone is better off if they can bring their whole self to work," he wrote. The intelligence officer's article was first reported by the Daily Wire. House Armed Services Readiness Subcommittee Chairman Mike Waltz, RFL, a retired Green Berets colonel, told the outlet in a statement, "The world is on fire and our country faces unprecedented terrorist threats with an open southern border, yet ODNI is prioritizing this. Our intelligence officers should be 100% focused on preventing the next 9/11 rather than using resources promoting the next DEI initiative," he added. Breitbart News asked DNI how much it cost to produce the quarterly newsletter and how much the DEA office budget request for 2025 is. DNI responded, "As we note each year when we release the budget request figure for the National Intelligence Program, NIP, beyond the disclosure of the NIP top-line figure, there will be no other disclosures of currently classified NIP budget information. The Biden administration has made diversity, equity, and inclusion a top priority across government agencies. President Joe Biden on his first day in office signed an executive order to advance equity, civil rights, racial justice, and equal opportunity within the federal workforce." Politico recently reported that the intelligence community was on edge at the prospect of former President Donald Trump's return to the White House if re-elected in 2024. Former intelligence officials warned that Trump could politicize or weaponize the intelligence community. As Breitbart News recently reported, some of those former intelligence officials were involved in pushing the Russia collusion hoax, also referred to as Russiagate, and have been attempting to resurrect it in 2024 by claiming Trump is pro-Russia and would endanger U.S. national security. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.